الحمد لله، الحمد لله أضعاف ما حمده جميع خلقه كما يحبه ويرضاه. الحمد لله الذي أبدأ الأفلاك والأرضين، والصلاة والسلام على من كان نبيا وآدم بين الماء والطين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد ما في علم الله، صلاة دائمة بدوام ملك الله. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. ربنا يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين يا فتاح. اللهم اجعلنا دعاة اليك والى رسولك. اللهم فقهنا في الدين وعلمنا القرآن الحكيم. ربنا زدنا علما. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنما المؤمنون إخوة فأصلحوا بين أخويكم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: المسلم من سلم المسلمون من لسانه ويده. صدق الله وصدق رسوله الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. حاضرين الكرام، Honorable Assembly، we understand the term zina, which is beauty, ornamentation, tazeen, decoration. We understand that very well, because people are involved in ornamentation, in decoration. People decorate their homes, decorate the living room, decorate the bedroom. People even decorate the bathroom. They even decorate the toilet. People decorate their cars. They decorate themselves. This is known as tazeen, beautification. Much more important than all of that is to decorate oneself, to decorate one's inner self, to make ourselves mosaic, beautified, decorated. And how can we decorate ourselves? What is that that makes man mosaic and decorated? Basically, two things are there which make man beautiful, which decorate man and makes man beautiful. And these two things are ilm and akhlaq. Ilm and character, knowledge and character, adab, good manners, good etiquettes, character. These are the two things that ornament and beautify man. Not just knowledge alone, not just ilm, knowledge alone, nor adab, akhlaq, character, not that alone, but both of them combined together, ilm and the akhlaq, the character, the adab, the etiquettes, the behavior, these two things put together decorate man. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran kathira used to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because whatever we need, we have to turn to Allah. We turn to Allah for our basic needs in this life. And we are taught to beg from Allah for everything that we want. To beg from Allah. To some extent, we know how to beg from Allah for our worldly needs. We know how to beg for the material things to some extent. We must also learn to beg Allah for our ukhrawi needs, for the needs of the next life, for the needs that will benefit us in the next life, for the needs of our deen, the needs of our religion, our madhab. We have to ask Allah for those things also. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pray and he would turn to Allah and he would say, Allahumma, ay Allah, O Allah, Allahumma zayyinna bi zinatil iman. O Allah, beautify us with the beauty, the decoration of iman, belief, faith, yaqeen. This is what beautifies man. This is what makes man so different and makes him mumtaz and special. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would pray to Allah, Allahumma, ay Allah, zayyinna, beautify us, O Allah, bi zinatil iman, with the zinat, the decoration and the beauty of iman. Waj'alna hudatan muhtadin, and make us guides that are rightly guided. Make us hudatam muhtadin. Make us hadis. Make us guides who are rightly guided themselves. This is what beautifies us. As I said before, we know about decoration and beautification. Shine in the sun, shine in the car, polishing the shoes, and polishing everything, and decorating the home, decorating the bedroom, decorating the windows, decorating everything, decorating the bathroom, decorating the toilet, but we don't decorate ourselves. We don't decorate ourselves. We must learn this simple dua and use it. Allahumma zayyinna bi zinatil iman. Ay Allah, beautify us with the beauty of iman. وَجْعَلْنَا هُدَاتَ مُحْتَدِينَ, and make us guides rightly guided. With ilm, with knowledge, we come out of the state of ignorance. So we act as learned people, as people with the quality of imtiaz, the quality of tamyiz, distinction, to discern good from bad, haq from batil, ilm, knowledge. And we combine that knowledge with adab, with manners, etiquettes, akhlaq, good character. We become decorated. So today, it is a short and simple message. Yes, two qualities, two traits that make the human being decorated. Ilm, knowledge, and akhlaq, character. The topic today is not about ilm, not about that side of it. It's about the other side of it, adab, akhlaq, character, manners. The Persians, there's an old Persian statement, basically, which means, which goes as follows, Be Adab, Be Naseeb. Ba Adab, Ba Naseeb. Be Adab, Be Naseeb. That person who does not possess adab, character, good manners, Be Naseeb is without fortune. He has nothing at all. Manners maketh man. You don't have manners, you don't have courtesy, you don't have good qualities, good traits, good akhlaq, good character. You have nothing. Be adab, Be Naseeb. The opposite side or the flip side of the coin, Ba Adab, Ba Naseeb. A person with adab, a person with manners, with akhlaq, with good behavior, character, Ba Naseeb, is full of fortune. Full of fortune. Subhanallah. And Islam has taught us the lowest level of akhlaq. Islam has taught us the lowest level of character to the highest level of character. Subhanallah. What is the lowest level of character that a person can possess? The lowest level is that which has been explained in the hadith by the Prophet, by the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he said, Al-Muslim. That the true Muslim, Al-Muslimu, Man Salim Al-Muslimuna Min Lisanihi Wa Yadihi. The true Muslim is that one from whose hands, from whose tongue and hands other Muslims are safe. Subhanallah. So it's a basic lesson. If we can try to be flag bearers of this short, simple message that we learn to become Muslims, true Muslims. And this part is the lowest, lowest level of character and morals and adab. Simple, simple thing. And we have heard this hadith many times. But it is not about hearing a hadith again and again. It is about implementing the hadith. It is about making amal upon the hadith. And of course, it is turning to Allah and asking Allah, oh Allah, help me, beautify me with iman, beautify me with knowledge and with good character, and ask Allah and make effort. Al-Muslimu, man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. The true Muslim is that one from whose tongue, the Rasul alayhi salam mentioned tongue first of all, from whose lisan, from whose tongue and whose hands other Muslims are safe. That is basic Islam. How long are we in Islam now? 5 years, 10 years, 20 years? Have we understood this hadith? We may have heard it. Have we put it into amal? No. Which is, and this is the basic level of character, the lowest level of character. We become a source of discomfort for others. We are not sociable. We are not companionable. We become a source of difficulty for others. Our tongue is like a weapon lashing others. So others are not safe from our tongues. And others are not safe from our hands. We become a source of discomfort for Muslims and a source of discomfort for people in the world. And the Rasul alayhi salam said, you want to start with Islam? Start with this basic thing. That's a true Muslim. True Muslim, the Prophet alayhi salam said, a true Muslim is not that one who performs 99 Hajj, who performs 100 rakats of salah today. But a true Muslim is that one who possesses that level of character that others, other Muslims in particular, are safe from his tongue and from his hands. And we lash people with our tongues. The Rasul mentioned tongue beforehand. The way we speak to our parents, how the children speak to their parents, how they insult them, they ridicule them, they lash them with their tongues. How we speak, how we sometimes even parents speak to their children, how we speak to our neighbors, how we speak to our friends. And sometimes to get away from this evil, we have to just go into khalwa. Sometimes just to go into solitude to get away from the evil of people. And today Muslims are picking up a trend like the others. They just don't seem to care about the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what we understand Islam to be is not true Islam. We are still on the cover. And we haven't really got into the pages of Islam. When a person lashes somebody with his tongue, that others are not safe from his tongue, those wounds do not heal. That is why the Prophet ﷺ mentioned tongue first of all. The famous maqula and statement of Hazrat Ali, Ali, the fourth Khalifa of Islam, the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first boy to embrace Islam, the son-in-law of the Prophet ﷺ, husband of Fatima, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, used to say, Jarahatu sinan, the wounds that are caused by weapons, lahaltiyam, for these wounds is a healing, it's a cure. With the passage of time, the wounds will heal that are caused by the swords and weapons. وَلَا يَلْتَئِمُ مَا جَرَحَ اللِّسَانِ But the wounds that are caused by the tongue, those wounds don't ever heal. So the Rasul ﷺ mentioned about tongue first of all, and then about the hands. So it's a short, simple, basic lesson, which is the lowest level of character. But you know what? Let me not be a source of discomfort to people through my tongue and through my hands. That is why Islam has taught us the tahiyya, the greeting, the salutation. What greeting? When you meet a brother, the Prophet ﷺ said, say to your brother, Assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon to you. And may peace be unto you. May you be safe also from me. Assalamu alaikum, you are my brother. You are safe from my tongue and you are safe from my hands. Assalamu alaikum, to teach us this. Then what about the highest level? Subhanallah. The highest level of adab, akhlaq and character. The highest level is that which is explained in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, further expounded by the commentators of hadith ash-sharihun. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, before we even go to that, just let's couple more minutes just on this first hadith, the tongue. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam was well aware of the dangers of the tongue, that a man slips more by his tongue than he slips by his feet. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in teaching us akhlaq, in teaching us character, a very short, simple, sweet hadith to teach us adab, akhlaq, character. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Man kana yu'minu billahi wal yawmil akhir, whoever believes in Allah on the last day, falyukrim dhaifahu, let him show respect to his guests. Let him show ikram and respect to his dhaif, to his guests. This is also Islam. If even you have to offer him cold water, person is at your doorstep, show ikram to your guests. Hospitality is part of Islam. Then the Rasul alayhi salam said, وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآكِرِ فَلَا يُؤْذِي جَارَهُ Whoever believes in Allah on the last day should not cause harm and discomfort to his neighbor. If you can't give him benefit, then at least do cause him harm and discomfort. If he causes harm to you, you should not return the favor. Because the rights of the neighbor are very serious rights, and we are answerable for that on the day of Qiyamah. If he wants to break his rights, fine. But I'm not going to break my rights. If my neighbor is not an understanding person, and my neighbor aggravates me, he aggravates my ruh and my soul, I will keep far from him. But at least I will give him a greeting. You give him a greeting. You don't break your rights by causing him harm. If he's troublesome, keep a distance. But you don't cause him harm. And you maintain a sort of a cordial relationship with him. Salam, greetings. You don't have to be buddy buddies and chummy chummy with him. Then the Rasul alayhi salam, so he's teaching us. The Rasul is teaching us how we, about society, how we deal with people, our akhlaq. And these are the things that we spread Islam through, these things. People see these things. So the Rasul alayhi salam said, Man kana yu'minu billahi wa bil yawmil akhir. Anybody who believes in Allah on the last day, falyukrim dhaifahu. Let him show ikram and respect to his guests. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. And anyone who believes in Allah on the last day, فَلَا يُؤْذِي جَارَهُ. Let him not cause harm and discomfort to the neighbor. Neighbor. We put our fence 10 feet inside of his boundary. Put our galvanized on our roof in such a way that all the water falls in his land. Throw garbage over by him. Problem. Neighbor. The Rasul said, don't cause discomfort to your neighbor. And the third thing he said in this short, sweet hadith, وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. And whoever believes in Allah and the last day, فَلْيَكُلْ قَيْرًا. Let him speak good things. Let his tongue speak good things. Things that will cause people to become happy, that will console them if they are grieved and saddened, that will inspire them, that will teach them. Let him use his tongue to say good things. Let him not use his tongue to be a cause of discomfort for others. If you believe in Allah on the last day, Rasul said, فَلْيَقُلْ قَيْرًا. Let him speak khair. Let him speak goodness. أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ. Or let him shut up. Let him shut up. Keep quiet. أَوْ لِيَسْمُتْ. Because elsewhere the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us about the virtues of silence. He told us about the virtues of silence, the old English proverb, silence, speech is silver, silence is golden. Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man sakata, whoever shuts up, whoever keeps quiet, it's not very talkative, doesn't use his tongue too loosely and freely. The Rasul alayhi salam said, Man sakata, whoever keeps quiet, salima, then he is salim, he is safe, he is sound. Because when you move your tongue, sometimes you become involved in slandering, in backbiting, in hurting people's feelings. So the Rasul said, if you keep quiet, man sakata salima, then you are salim, you are safe and you are sound. وَمَنْ سَلِمَ نَجَى. And whoever is safe and sound, he has escaped Allah's wrath. He has become successful. So, the Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said in this first basic hadith, which is mentioned in Kitabul Iman in the beginning of so many books of a hadith, a simple hadith for us to practice upon. Not just to say, well, we heard it already, it is to put it in amal. Because we know what type of discomfort and harm we cause to the elders, to the youngsters, to those in authority, to the ulama, to the fuqaha, to the mashayikh, to our parents, to our brothers, to our neighbors. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't go far. This is what is going to determine your Islam. Al-Muslim, the true Muslim, man salim al-Muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi, is that one from whose tongue and hands other Muslims are safe. And that is the lowest level of character. Now we can all reach that. Then what is the highest level? The highest level of character. Oh, subhanallah. That was the level which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had reached and perfected. The highest level of adab, adab, etiquettes, behavior, traits, character. What's the highest level? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Silman qata'ak. People who want to break off relationships with you, you mend it. Because it's so easy to go tit for tat. Fight fire with fire. Subhanallah. Your mother doesn't want to speak to you. Your brother doesn't want to speak to you. Your cousin doesn't want to speak to you. Muslims are breaking off relationships with you for foolishness. The Rasul alayhi salam is speaking about the highest, highest level of character. He said, Silman qata'ak. You join and mend relations with those who break them off from you. Wafu amman dhalamak. And those who have done you wrong, excuse them. Excuse them. Wafu amman dhalamak. Forgive those who have wronged you. Wa ahsin ila man asa'a ilayk. And do good to those who do evil to you. These three qualities are difficult. That is why this, said the commentators of hadith, refers to the highest, highest level of character. It's not easy to practice upon that. Silman qata'ak, those who cut off relations with you, you mend them, you join back relations with those people. Silman qata'ak. Wafu amman dhalamak, and people who have done dhulm to you, they have done wrong to you. You excuse them, forgive them. You don't have to keep them in your heart with malice and spite and hatred. Excuse them. Wa ahsin ila man asa'a ilayk. And you do ihsan, you behave well, you behave good, you do good things. Ila man asa'a ilayk, to those who do bad towards you. This was the character of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This was the level that he reached and perfected, and wanted us to come on that same level too, which is the highest level of character. My dear brothers and my dear sisters, today is not no big talk or no big philosophical matter. It's a simple lesson for us to ponder upon and to go back to, about what decorates man, what makes man muzayyan. When we look at the awliya of Allah, the walis of Allah, the friends of Allah, when we look at our elders, when we look at the mashayikh and the sheikhs and our spiritual mentors, we see that they are beautified and decorated with these two qualities of ilm, knowledge, and akhlaq, character. May Allah give you and me the tawfiq to practice upon what we have heard, and to do tabligh of it and transmit it to others. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.